Sunny Side of Sports salute to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, which won a record third World Cup title Sunday with a 5-2 victory over defending champion Japan in Vancouver, Canada. The Americans exploded for four goals during the first 16 minutes of the game. USA captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match and the player of the tournament. She received the Golden Ball Award, given to the best player at the Women's World Cup. After some hat-trick heroics in Vancouver, Carly scored three goals in the first half, finding the net in the third, fifth, and 16th minutes. Lloyd's third goal was my favorite. She dodged a challenge near the center circle, and near midfield, she noticed Japan's goalkeeper, Ayumi Kaori, was at the top of the penalty box. Lloyd launched a wonder strike as Kaori backpedaled, stumbled, and got a hand on it before watching the spectacular shot touch the post and roll into the net. Hey, Carly, how does it feel to be a World Cup champion?
I don't think it's entirely sunk in. I'm so proud and so zapped at the same time. It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that I've pushed on my status a little bit and I have to stay up here. So it's not right away, but I'll be back to work and back stronger than ever.
As Carly Lloyd said, the USA wrote history with its third Women's World Cup title. The Americans also won the trophy in 1991 and 1999. They also gained a measure of revenge after losing to the Japanese on penalty kicks in the 2011 final. At the post-match news conference, U.S. coach Jill Ellis praised their Asian opponent.
First, I want to congratulate Japan. They are a tremendous opponent and deserving of always ending up in championship matches. Love how they play.
USA coach Jill Ellis talked with Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players ever, about taking on a different role at this World Cup. The 35-year-old Wambach came off the bench as a second-half substitute in both the semifinals and final. In the end, Wambach celebrated her first World Cup title.
I'm so happy. I'm emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. I love my teammates. Carly Lloyd, are you kidding me with the effort that she gave tonight? But really, it was a true team effort. Not only just the 23 players, but our staff. It just shows how important every little detail has become.
And speaking of details, let's give a few details now on the award winners at this seventh Women's World Cup in Canada. Carly Lloyd, as I mentioned, won the Golden Ball Award as the best player in the month-long tournament. Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic as the top scorer at the Women's World Cup. Each had six goals. Sasic, though, was awarded the Golden Boot based on playing fewer minutes than Lloyd. The Golden Glove Award for top goalkeeper went to American Hope Solo. 19-year-old defender Kadisha Buchanan of Host Canada won the Young Player Award, and the FIFA Fair Play Trophy went to France. In the third-place match at the Women's World Cup, England defeated Germany 1-0 in extra time in Edmonton, Canada. Farrah Williams scored on a penalty kick in the 108th minute for the three Lionesses of England, who had their best ever Women's World Cup showing. Our friend in Lagos, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, joins us now with reaction to the Nigerian Football Federation firing head coach Stephen Keshi.
Good evening, Africa. Nigeria has fired Stephen Keshi as head coach of the country's national team, the Super Eagles. The Nigeria Football Federation, NFF, announced Keshi's sack. The NFF said Keshi lacked the required commitment to achieve the Federation's objectives as set out in the coach's contract. The Federation had set up a committee to investigate Keshi after it emerged that he applied to coach the national team of Ivory Coast. The coach denies applying for the job, even though his name was among those seeking to coach the Elephants, as the Ivorian national team is known. In the interim, former Super Eagles coach Shaibu Amadu will take charge of the Super Eagles. Keshi led Nigeria to win the Africa Cup of Nations in 2013 in South Africa. He also qualified the Super Eagles for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, where the team was eliminated in the second round. The NFF said it will name a substantive replacement for Keshi in due course. I spoke with two Nigerian sports analysts, Vincent Tubi and Tony Nezian, on the sack of Keshi. First is Vincent Tubi.
I think he deserves it because of divided loyalty. He was, he's been trying to join either Cote d'Ivoire or one of these West African countries. So he's not been concentrating on his job.
Next is Tony Nezianya.
The man now played into the hands of the people who did not want him, and perhaps may have applied, or maybe somebody else applied on his behalf to take over the job in that kind of position of the chief coach of the Elephants of Cote d'Ivoire.
I also asked the two sports analysts whether they think Nigeria should hire a foreign or Nigerian coach to replace Keshi. Here again is Vincent Tubi.
I think the list of local coaches, is now exhausted because I think the problem with our local coaches is that of training. They have to be trained and trained and retrained to catch up with foreign coaches. On the scale of balance, I think we have done better with foreign coaches than local coaches.
Again, Tony Nezianya.
I believe that if they have to be decisive, they should try as much as possible to take that decision quickly.
You've been listening to Nigerian sports analyst Vincent Tubi and Tony Nezianya commenting on the sack of Nigeria's head coach, Stephen Keshi. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. Joining us now with a Monday Wimbledon tennis update is VOA's Jonah Haskell. Sporty greetings, Jonah.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Sister would battle sister for a quarterfinal spot at Wimbledon Monday as Serena Williams took on her older sister Venus in the round of 16. With 10 Wimbledon titles between them, the Williams sisters were sure to put on a good show, and in the end, it was Serena's day. The top-ranked tennis player in the world defeated Venus 6-4, 6-3 to move on to the quarterfinals. Serena, who won the Australian Open and the French Open earlier this year, is seeking her sixth Wimbledon title and a chance to win a calendar year Grand Slam this season. Americans Madison Keys and Coco Vandeweghe also won their round of 16 matches to advance, with the unseeded Vandeweghe upsetting 2015 French Open finalist Lucy Safarova in straight sets. Former Wimbledon champ Maria Sharapova of Russia also moved on, defeating Zarina Diaz of Kazakhstan 6-4, 6-4. And Caroline Wozniacki, who is ranked fifth in the world, lost in straight sets to Garbine Muguruza. Wozniacki, a former world number one, has never made it past the round of 16 at Wimbledon. In the men's bracket, only three players have advanced to the quarterfinals so far. Frenchman Richard Gasquet beat Nick Kyrgios to move on, while unseeded Vasek Pospisil upset Victor Troicki. Also, Stan Wawrinka of the Netherlands just recently won, defeating David Goff of Belgium 6-7, 6-7, and 6-4. The big names in the men's game will be in action later Monday, as Roger Federer will take on Roberto Bautista Agut, while Novak Djokovic faces Kevin Anderson. Anderson, who is from Johannesburg, South Africa, has never reached the quarterfinals of a major tournament before. Last year at Wimbledon, he lost to Andy Murray in the round of 16. And that's our Monday Wimbledon tennis update. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Jonah. The United States is celebrating its third Women's World Cup football title. For reaction, I'm joined by VOA's Toddy Abedje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Toddy, what did you think of that final in Vancouver?
It was a great final that the USA won their third World Cup. They're the first team in World Cup history to win three World Cups in the Women's World Cup. And it's great that they got their revenge on Japan.
It seems like Carly Lloyd, you mentioned her as sort of the engine of that USA team. She does it again in the final.
She did it again. She's the first player in World Cup final history to record a hat trick, which means that she scored three goals, especially one of her goals scoring from midfield.
Toddy, do you feel like the American women have reestablished their dominance of women's football in the wake of that victory?
At least for 1 year. Can they do it for the next couple World Cups? Well, it remains to be seen.
And on that note, it seems like the field is narrowing the gap when it comes to women's football, that some of these unheralded teams are really starting to make inroads.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the U.S. Came out on top because they had the best defense in the tournament.
Hope Solo.
Hope Solo was the best goalie of the tournament. And then the best player of the tournament was Carly Lloyd.
And who were some of the other key players, in your opinion, for the American women, Toddy, in addition?
The other key players, well, although Abby Wambach didn't play that much, but she gave them moral support.
And what's next? I mean, will it be the Olympics now? I guess the U.S. will look towards Rio.
Next year's Olympics, 2016. Most of the team could be playing in the Olympics. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about Abby Wambach. This probably is her last World Cup.
Yeah, I think maybe Abby might hang up her boots after this one. I mean, what a way to go out.
Great way to go out her career. But it would be nice if she scored a goal in the final. it would be way too good to be true.
And it seems like the U.S. has sort of an affinity for playing the Japanese. They lost to them in the 2011 final. Then they beat them at the Olympics. And now they're back again at the World Cup.
Revenge is sweet.
Overall, Toddy, what did you think of that tournament in Canada, the month-long tournament?
The tournament was great. It was great. Some people picked Germany to go all the way, but the U.S. defeated them 2-0. And the U.S. went all the way because of their defense and Carly Lloyd.
There we go. A shout-out for Carly Lloyd. A shout-out for Toddy Abed.